In the last few videos, we've been exploring some of the ways we're moved into the healing process with food, what really helps unwind things from the inside out. So we've talked about the grieving process, and we've talked about the importance of feeling futility. We've talked about the role of frustration, and we've talked about the new life that can arise on the other side, that still point, that still small voice where we can find our deepest aspirations and touch our yearnings of our heart, those yearnings that we can then embody in our daily lives with food. So one of the challenges, once we kind of understand this healing process and we see where we need to go, is this healing process can get co-opted by a sense of impatience, or can get co-opted by that same desire to fix and to resolve this. We can feel driven to want to move it along a little bit. And understandably so, when you're caught in something frustrating, like overeating, it makes sense that there can be a sense of urgency of wanting to kind of heal it right now. So today what we're going to explore is the deep respect that is involved in this healing process. And I'm going to give you a metaphor, a way to approach it that can soften some of that sense of urgency that we either have to make things happen or that we have to kind of barrel through that grieving process. There's a beautiful poem by an Indian poet, Rabindranath Tagore. And in this poem, he talks about how it is not our job to turn buds into blossoms. And in this poem, he's comparing the kind of emerging process, the growth, the becoming process. He's comparing it to a flower opening. And it's a beautiful, poignant poem about how if we try to force those buds into blossoms, we can actually bruise the flower. Or in forcing it to blossom, taking that little tight bud and forcing it open, how there may not be scent because we're trying to open it perhaps before it's time. For any of you who have borne children, or any of you who have borne anything in the world, a creative project, a friendship, a love relationship, there's a real intuitive understanding that there's a step-by-step process. There's a growth process. There's a development process. And that process, for the most part, is not really in our control. It's more of something that unfolds. So a baby takes 9 months in its mother's womb to move from just a flash in someone's eye into a viable baby that can be born into the world. How long does it take a relationship to bloom into its fruition? How long does it take to give birth to a poem or to a dance or to a song or to a novel? Why, it takes as long as it takes. And so this metaphor of that it's not our job to turn buds into blossoms, that there's this deep respect that we can hand over that reins of the timing of how long things take to unfold, that we don't have to strip down our defenses and kind of come at them with tearing them down. That no, rather there's something inside us that's just opening the buds of that flower. On a brain level, when there's sufficient safety, the psyche knows this, and it starts to bring things up to be digested. It starts to bring things up to be seen. And you may have experienced this in your life where you've been blind to something, where all of a sudden there's that flash of insight that we talked about, and where what was you were blinded to before, now you can see so clearly. What is it that has opened your eyes? Well, in certain traditions, this is seen as love itself doing this. It's not something that the personality or the ego can make happen. It's really the domain of love. And so in recognizing that, the opening of our hearts is not something that we can force with a screwdriver or that we can pry open, but rather it's an unfolding. It takes a lot of the pressure off of feeling like we have to be the one making that happen. There's a beautiful quote from a 13th century poet that speaks to this by Hafiz, and it says, "The place where you are right now, God circled on a map for you." So it's really looking at our unfolding as something that life holds in its hands. And that life is the one that's revealing and unveiling those things that we hadn't seen before. That it's not something we have to be and feel, quote, responsible for. It's not something we have to feel like we have to make happen. But by becoming present and by being open to even that idea, by being open to that unfolding and that healing, we assist and we midwife that process. We're not in control of it. The metaphor that a lot of my teachers use is that we're the gardener. We're not the carpenter and we're not the sculptor. We're the gardener. So we can help shape and steward that growth like any gardener would do. But we're not like a carpenter taking a unformed piece of wood and hammering it away at it to construct what we think it should be. No, rather, we're honoring what's already unfolding, the movement that's already happening, and we're deciding how to support and honor that growth. We're not having to pry our hearts open. Rather, we put ourselves in a space of willingness and openness, and that openness, those petals, they begin to unfold from that movement from within, from that deep, deep movement of the heart.